Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The day after the crappy bus, the Cromney bus bill passage, what I'm going to do for this first segment is I'm just going to open up the phone lines, 855-200-1776, extension 2, get you live on air. I want you to tell me, was it a win? How do you feel? With my audience, I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, with my audience, there can be a lot of happy campers. Even though on Facebook, it was a mix. The majority of the folks on my social media think that this was definitely a loss. But I've spoken with, some of these folks are like staunch Republicans. They say we got some good things in this bill, and I don't know. I hate being on the side of Nancy Pelosi, who did not want this thing passed. She actually, in a very rare pushback from Nancy Pelosi, a very rare disagreement with this White House, she was actually lobbying to kill it, to make sure that, this thing went down in flame, because she knew that the Republicans weren't going to be able to pass it. As a matter of fact, a lot of the conservatives, folks that would consider themselves conservative and libertarian, actually voted no. My person of the year, I would say Trey Gowdy, said absolutely not. Not to mention a ton of other Republicans that said no. 67, as a matter of fact. But 57 Democrats voted for it. So, in the wee hours, in the 11th hour, you had the GOP trying to whip up support. You had the White House whipping up support. You had the conservatives on the one side of the aisle saying absolutely not. And you had folks like Nancy Pelosi on the other side of the aisle saying no, absolutely not. So I'm just going to open it up for you. 855-200-1776. Tell me what you think, or if you think this was a good thing. The Republicans are saying, hey, it's a good thing. Government isn't going to be shut down. Like, that's a bad thing. And plus, we're gearing up for an immigration fight in February. So. I don't know. Someone told me also that we got to also remember, we're thinking about, didn't we vote in a ton of folks to help us out with this kind of stuff? You got a $1 trillion plus bill, and didn't we vote for folks that will get in there and stop the bleeding? And I was reminded that this is the same Congress. This is not the new Congress. This is not the new folks that we voted in yet. So I don't know if that's a silver lining, if that bolsters. And I said this morning, I said, I'm sick of the holding your breath thing. I mean, I did that. As a matter of fact, I've been doing it for like 6 years now. I'm about to pass out here. Somebody, give me a little help. Give me help. Tell me when I can stop holding my breath and voting for the lesser of two evils. Somebody help me out there. I'm seeing stars over here. It's amazing that I can come on the radio after holding my breath for 6 years. So. Somebody help me out. But did we get a win here? I mean, is there anything good in this? And I'm going to go through a couple of things that some folks pointed out to me. But by and large, if I have to stand with someone, let me preface everything by saying this. Trey Gowdy stood firm. He stood against Kevin Cramer. Our representative, not so much. Not so much, man. And I want to get his take. I want to ask him why. I got the press release. I am not convinced. I want to know if you guys are convinced out there. And I'm going to throw it out to Jack in Fargo right off the bat. Hey, Jack, what's on your mind this morning?
Hey, good morning, Leon. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, man, is this my buddy Jack Seaman?
Yes, sir.
Oh, good deal, good deal. So I would love to get your take on last night's happenings and goings on. Did the country move in a conservative direction or a libertarian direction last night, in your humble opinion?
Absolutely not. And, you know, it's just so frustrating because I believe that North Dakota wants fiscally conservative leadership, and they're just not getting it. And they didn't get it in Mr. Cramer's first term. And it looks so far, you know, like he's not going to change the way he's voting. We'll see. Maybe after the first of the year, he'll have a change of heart. But this is a terrible spending bill. And the first thing that I look at when I look at bills like this is how much further in the hole is it sending us? Is it balanced or is it not balanced? And it's not. It's sending us $400 billion, and that's their estimate so far. We'll see what it really turns out to be. It'll probably be higher, but
absolutely.
Another $400 billion in the hole is just not a good thing. It's not good for North Dakota. It's not good for America. And I'd love to hear Kevin's explanation, too. He's probably going to say, it's the best we could do, and we had to come together, and it's not what I wanted, but it's a step in the right direction. Well, I'm tired of steps in the right direction.
And you're right, Jack. And I posted last night. I said, you know, what are we gonna hear from them? You know, they're gonna give us that same mm-hmm. song and dance. You know, folks, they voted for us not to for gridlock. They voted for progress, and progress are in air quotes because their progress ain't our progress, in my humble opinion. But there you go. I'd be interested to hear him defend this. And then I would also love to get, and I'm going to work on this too, to get someone like Trey Gowdy on to find out why he voted against it and see where you guys stand, see where this audience stands. Who do you like, Trey Gowdy and Kevin Cramer? I'm just going to put it out there. He won. Yes, he did, and he has a lot of support here. I want to know, was your support out there, was it well-founded, or are you scratching your head right now? You got a little buyer's remorse. Does North Dakota have a lemon law? I'm not sure. I'm going to check on that. Well, Jack, anything else you want to add before I roll to the other callers?
No, I just had to express my opinion. I'm just frustrated. You know, the election's over, and the voters spoke, and you have to respect that. But it doesn't mean that we still can't, you know, call these guys out and question why they're doing this, because it's obviously not conservative. And I guess maybe we'll find out, you know, down the road what the explanation is. But not as a candidate, Leon, because obviously I'm done with that for now. But just as a citizen, as a voter, it just cheeses my grits.
I love it. Thanks, Jack. I love it. Irv out in Fargo, what's on your mind this morning?
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, this budget bill thing, I have to agree with the last guys. It's very frustrating, especially, you know, when they talk about, well, we got some good stuff. But some of the bad stuff includes almost $1 billion twice in two different sections of the bill to acclimate illegal immigrants into the United States, for one. Almost $1 billion taxpayer dollars. My money, your money, North Dakota taxpayer monies, Minnesota taxpayer monies, going to illegal aliens to help them acclimate. That's you know, how can that be anything but a loss to fight against illegal aliens and Obama's amnesty? And, you know, for these people that say, well, there's some good in it, I got a question for you. Have you ever heard the story about the dad whose daughter wanted to go to a movie, and she said, well, there's only a little bit of bad in the movie, Dad? So he makes up some brownies and sets them on the table, and he said, you want some brownies? Well, sure. He says, well, that's good. I used brownie mix, and I used a little bit of dog poop, and so there's only a little bit of that in these brownies. And that's how I look at this budget bill. You know, a little bit of bad just it mixes and destroys everything else that's in it. It makes it completely unacceptable.
Yeah, undigestible.
You can't have a little bit of bad. You can't have the pork spending for the casinos out in Las Vegas to give Harry Reid more credibility. That's in this bill too. They don't want to talk about the bad stuff. All they want to try and do is snake oil salesman the good stuff. And I imagine that's what you're going to hear from Mr. Cramer, too.
And they did not attempt at all to defund Obamacare. Eric Cantor got a little pork in there. I mean, my goodness. We'll get to the other callers on the other side of this break, and we'll also be back with Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum. Stay tuned.
Geo-steering services. It's one of the things new at NESA Consulting Services. Kathy Nassett of NESA Consulting Services tells us about how NESA Consulting Services is now offering geo-steering expertise.
What we're doing, we're going with what the industry needs. And right now, in our world of the industry, they need geosteering services. These are the individuals that oversee and steer these wells point to point to track in the right rock unit. And we are developing and augmenting, adding to our on-site teams with an oversight geosteering team. And to be able to provide another layer or another level of geosteering support to these oil companies is something that we're pretty proud of and we're working to build and do better.
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about NESA Consulting Service online at NESAConsulting.com and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at NESAConsulting.com. That's NESAConsulting.com. NESAConsulting.com, Tioga, North Dakota.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back. Open up the phone lines so I can get your take on last night's goings on with the crappy. The CR omnibus, the crummy. I don't know why it kind of gets stuck in my throat. It comes out as crappy bus, but there you go. I'm sorry. And you guys have responded in kind. I love the feedback. Ellen Ratner, Blanquita Cullum are joining us again on. And this is the Common Sense Club, so I want them to help me. Help me make sense of last night. I don't know where I'm at. I'm all over the map right now. But I want to first go out to Dave because he's been holding for a while now. Dave, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Leon. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm great. I'm confused. Help me out, Dave.
Why are you, hey, Leon, why are you confused when Comrade Kramer does exactly what he says he's going to do? We got a chance to put Seaman in office. Seaman, Jack would not have voted for this. You and I both know it. This is why, Leon, you guys have to change your format and tell the people to plan what's coming to this country, the collapse of our dollar. This is what they're going to do, Leon, and you know it.
You're saying I have to change my format. Have you been following me on social media, man?
Leon, I listen to you all the time, and I can't get on the show. I get on Jay Thomas' show. Come on, Leon. He brought that kite canter to our state. Dave Brat beat that kite canter for Virginia. And you know what's happening, Leon? Speak the truth, brother. I love you.
Okay. Thanks, Dave. Oh, wow. We don't endorse that type of language on the Common Sense Club, and I couldn't hit my dump button fast enough. You got to clean it up, man. I mean, come on now. My apologies to anybody that heard that. My sincerest apologies. Ellen Blanquita, I know you're joining kind of late here,
well,
but
you know, you don't let that guy.
No, I'm here.
You don't let people get on there that start. We're better than that.
Yeah.
We have disagreements. If we don't like things, we vote people out of office. We take them out of power. We change the channel. You know, that guy was on your air, and how dare he be such a jerk?
But
honestly,
I'm
disappointed. I'm so disappointed.
My apologies. My sincerest, heartfelt apologies to anybody that heard that. Yeah, I should have. I didn't have my. I was looking for the dump button and I couldn't find it in time. But my apologies. I'm sorry. So. Last night, and I'm a little upset. A lot of folks are a little upset, and folks on both sides of the aisle. Nancy Pelosi didn't want this, and she was whipping up opposition to this bill. So it's surprising that I'm on the side of Nancy Pelosi. So I'm a little confused right now. Ellen, can you help me out? Was this a win for America last night?
Well, it depends which part of America you're talking about. It's certainly a win for big money.
Okay.
For two reasons. One, Nancy Pelosi is right. I mean, this taking away and allowing big banks to do what they're doing now is, to me, terrible. They've gutted the Dodd-Frank bill. And so that's a big issue. And the other reason it's not a big win for America is that that people can now contribute huge amounts of money to political parties.
I think that's all going to change. I think what they tried to do really is to keep the government open. Now, from the conservatives' perspective, they are furious about the situation with the immigration bill. They're not very happy with Boehner and his leadership. In fact, many, many people, I mean, they say it's time for these guys to get out and reevaluate when the new Congress comes into session. Look, the Democrats are splitting with Pelosi. The Republicans are splitting with Boehner. I think it's time to reevaluate here, but nobody's happy with this thing.
So no one's happy with it. It happened, though. Is there any redeeming bits and pieces in this bill, in your opinion, Blanquita?
Oh, well, you know, the government can go on until the Republicans can get into office. Everybody can go home and have Christmas. And that's about it. I mean, you know, you keep the essential functions going, but you keep them going anyway. So it's based upon, again, it's kind of a Gruber thing. They figure that the American people don't understand that the government, the essential functions of the government will continue to function. So for PR value, they have to pass things. I am not very happy with it.
Okay, and where do you see it going in the Senate?
Don't know yet. I think that the Senate's going to try to ram it through. I think many people in the Senate would be hoping that it would hold off until you have the new Senate in place, but I don't know that that's going to happen.
Ellen, what is your...
unfortunately, I agree with Blanchita on this one, hard though it is.
Okay. Well,
I mean, like to agree with Blanchita on anything.
Yeah, you should. Well, I mean, there's
a couple of things.
She likes goat for old goats. So you got a agreement point.
And just I want to remind people that you can also buy beautiful Swarovski crystals right now, hearts for Christmas.
Oh yeah, I've been.
And look, they are so gorgeous. They're the survivor's hearts. And the survivor, they're just so beautiful. And the story behind them is incredibly touching.
I've been speaking with a lot of my female friends, and especially on social media, about those crystals and about the story behind it. So I'm hoping there's an uptick in the revenue going to that website and to that cause. I think it's a brilliant, brilliant cause, and just reading through it is phenomenal. It's phenomenal, and I applaud you. And Ellen, you and I agree on that. So. There you go.
So do we have any answers on the new name for Obamacare?
Oh, we did. I'm going to pull them up. Some of them were, I'm going to have to edit because a lot of them.
Okay, well, then can I pose my new question for next week?
Go right ahead.
My question is, should they vote, should John Boehner step down? And should the Republicans have a new Speaker of the House?
Oh, man, I know what the answer is going to be on that. I already know. But
I know, too. And you know what? It's going to get worse if you don't have
Boehner. Yeah, but I'm not asking you to.
Ellen.
I'm asking Leon's wonderful audience.
But why do you think it's going to get worse?
Because you're going to get some right-wing lunatic.
And
I love those, but they're my people. Yeah, I would like that. I may even go with Trey Gowdy for Speaker of the House.
Oh, good one. But, Ellen, I want to ask you this. If the folks are voting for people that they think are going to represent them, and then you have Boehner, who obviously, I mean, the guy's opinion, his approval rating is in the tank. Doesn't that say that he's not representing the folks that are voting, his constituency?
I honestly don't know.
We'll be right back. Thanks, Blanchita. Thanks, Ellen. We'll be right back right after this.
As you first sink into the cushions, massage nodes travel up and down your back to detect and adapt the massage to your body shape. Does that sound relaxing or what? This is state-of-the-art massage from the Miracle Chair. Jerry Breyer is here. Jerry has brought the Miracle Chair at a great price to North Dakota. Hundreds of our listeners have been in this Miracle Chair. Many of them have purchased the Miracle Chair, and they love it. Jerry, what's your favorite story?
I sold one to a guy last Christmas, right before Christmas. And after he had it set up, he called me and he said, "My wife tells me that's the greatest gift she's ever gotten for Christmas in over 40 years. And that's the kind of feedback we get all the time on this chair.
So, hey, kids, if you're looking for a great gift for mom or dad, what a fabulous idea. State-of-the-art design, the ultimate luxury experience, zero gravity, relaxing heat therapy, full body massage. It is amazing. The Miracle Chair. Find it online at miraclechair.net or call Jerry at 701-746-9950.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We are back, and again, if you heard that comment from one of the listeners, I apologize for that. And I know passions sometimes run high. Mine, I mean, you know me, sometimes I gotta temper myself. But yeah, we gotta be respectful, man. Or you know, you'll get folks that say, that point to us, like that pinhead in the forum that says, you know, talk radio is all a bunch of bigots and this and that, and the callers are the same. We don't want to feed into that. Come on, you know, be upset. Vent your frustration on air, but, you know, keep it civil. Keep it decent. Keep it clean. Anyway. My next guest, I'm very excited to bring him on. I've heard him talk, speaking about the exact subject that we're going to be speaking about today. North Dakota State Representative Dwight Kiefer, Republican from Valley City. And, he is trying to gain support for a bill that he's going to introduce next session, which would allow conceal and carry in schools. And as a matter of fact, I'd like some feedback on that. What do you think about conceal carry in schools? 855-217-76 extension 2. I'm all for it. I don't see a problem with it, especially if folks are trained properly, and you would have to be anyway. These folks are there. They have my child, your child, and they are entrusted with the care and safety. Why not? With some of the most astute, patriotic, awesome people I know are gun owners, avid hunters and gun enthusiasts. I feel completely safe with my kids around folks who are armed. So I would love to get your opinion on that. 855-217-76 extension 2. And I'm gonna digress and let Dwight speak to the Common Sense Club. So Mr. Kiefer, how you doing?
Doing good.
Good deal. So tell us a little bit about this bill that you want to introduce, and why do you think that this is a needed measure?
Okay, first off, 18 states have already recognized the need to add protection to their schools, and they have passed legislation allowing the schools to have conceal and carry. But what the bill does, it's not a required bill. It just gives the school an option to develop a higher standard of protection for their children. And it does this without having to spend the money to hire a resource officer. So what the bill does, it'll allow a teacher or someone they could hire too at the school, but they would have to first off have the school board you know, blessing on it. They would have to have a Class 1 conceal and carry. They would receive training similar to a resource officer, and they would train and work with local law enforcement to provide a coordinated effort, you know, of defense.
I like it. And so why would there be any opposition to this? What have you heard? Have you heard any opposition to your proposal?
Well, some of the schools, like the superintendents, I believe, they made a comment that they don't want to be liable for someone to have a weapon in the school. But I would just come back and say, well, who is responsible for the kids' safety now? I mean, they're the ones that are supposed to be protecting them. So I don't think that's really a good argument.
I don't think that's a valid argument either. I mean, yeah, they're entrusted with protecting our kids. And you got to also, and I think I heard you mention this before, some of the schools are like minutes or hours away from law enforcement. And when minutes right. count and law enforcement is like a couple of, like maybe a half an hour to an hour away, then, somebody's got to fill that void. Somebody's got to step into that breach.
Yeah, that's true. Like in our district, it's a large district, and I think we might have one, resource officer employed at one of our, rural schools. But we've got schools that have a 30-minute response time at least. They're 30 miles away from the closest law enforcement. So that's what this bill is for. It's not for the big schools. Like the schools in Fargo that have had resource officers for years. This is for the smaller schools. Like we say, would have a long response time, and they need better protection than they have now.
And is the pushback that you see, and I've heard the same pushback on, the liability and the safety issue and that sort of thing, do you think that that's born of ignorance? Because, again, as I said before we start our conversation, some of the most responsible, honest, hardworking, honorable folks that I know are gun owners. And they don't just own one gun. they are enthusiasts, but you never hear of any accidents. I've never heard of any of my friends who are gun enthusiasts having an accident, ever. So sure. I don't get that, one. And two, especially if you're a rural school and law enforcement is, like you said, sometimes 30 minutes away and you need somebody now, I would much rather have someone that is trained, concealed carry person. I wouldn't even mind if the person was a gun enthusiast because I know for a fact that he'll have gun safety on his mind, or her mind at all times. So I feel completely comfortable with this. Sure. How do you think your support stacks up for something like this?
Well, the last session we had a bill similar to this that easily passed the House. We had like over 60 votes for it. The problem we had is when it got to the Senate and some of the senators misrepresented the bill, said some things about it that weren't true. But one thing that really sticks out is they said that nobody asked for it. And when nobody asked for it, they get the idea nobody cares. So that's why I'm on your show today is I want the people to call their senators and say either hire a resource officer or allow the schools to protect themselves. But without the parents, taking that first step, that's what the Senate was saying, that nobody is concerned about this.
Do you think that there are folks out there that are concerned? Have you heard from people that say, hey, we need this?
Oh, yeah. I've talked to almost everybody I talked to is in favor of this. But see, here's the thing, is that the schools don't want to spend the money for something that probably will never happen. But nobody expects something like this to happen. And in Newtown, they never expected it either, but they had, 20 funerals. So the horizons on North Dakota are changing. We've got more people coming in. With that, they're bringing a lot of baggage. And our chances are just going up for something like this happening in North Dakota. And the thing that I don't understand is they're all for hiring a resource officer. But if you take a teacher that's probably a hunter already and give him the same training, all of a sudden that's not acceptable. I don't understand the disconnect there.
I don't either. A lot of folks think the badge makes the man, and I don't agree with that. I think that, you know, the badge is only as honorable as the heart behind it. So it doesn't take a badge to be an honorable guy or gal and, you know, responsible, a gun owner. It doesn't take that. And I totally agree that, you know, one armed a person in a school is enough to deter something. All of the gun violence that happens in schools happens in gun-free zones, man. It's pretty much common sense, in my humble opinion. So if you folks out there support this, or you got questions on it, or maybe you don't support it, and I want to know why, 855-217-76 extension 2 gets you live on air and into the conversation, and you can ask, you know, I'm Representative Kiefer, yourself, you know, whatever questions that are on your mind about this. So what are the chances of this bill being passed?
Well, like I say, last year the bill wasn't as strong as it is now. That easily passed the House. The trouble was in the Senate. I mean, that's where we ran into the snag. And that's the biggest thing they said is that nobody asked for it and they're not concerned about it. So if we can cross that hurdle, we'll have a real good chance of getting it done.
And that's what you're doing. You're asking for support. You're asking folks to, you know, call their representatives and say, hey, you know, this isn't a bad deal. We need this. So, with the voice of the people, especially if it didn't face a hurdle until it got to the Senate, then there you go. If you want something like this, you support something like this, call your representative and say, hey, this is, I think this is a good idea. I think Representative Kiefer has a good proposal here, and you guys need to seriously consider it. Are you looking for folks in certain counties to call or to petition their representatives?
Well, it's it was almost close to half of the Senate, I think, voted for it. So it wouldn't take too much. But the main thing they have to realize is that people are concerned about this. But you see, Leon, people always have the idea that this happened someplace else. I mean, it happens to somebody else. You know, that's what I used to think myself, too. We lost a son to a drunk driver. We never thought this would ever happen to us. But all of a sudden, bang, there it goes. So people have to get by that, too, that we're not, you know, we're not out someplace where this is never going to happen. It's just no different than Newtown.
Yeah, and you made a really good point. The demographics here are changing. So I remember way back in 96, 97, when I first visited Fargo, nobody locked their doors. They left their cars running, you know, with the windows, you know, cracked and completely unlocked and that sort of thing. It's not that way now. I mean, we're not the Wild Wild West, and we're not, you know, New York or Chicago or anything like that. But the demographics and the makeup of North Dakota has definitely changed, and a lot of good, but with some of that change comes some bad elements. So I think you're spot on when you say that, you know. And another point that is really good to bring up is the fact that in a lot of these rural communities, when seconds count, law enforcement is minutes away. And if you don't understand that, that means when you need them most, you might have to wait a bit. And the bad guys are not going to wait. So there you go. That's my 2 cent worth. Anything else you want to add?
Well, another problem we had was with the newspaper association. See, we wanted here's what I want the headline to say in North Dakota, that our schools are now protected by armed personnel. Okay, the newspaper, they were against the closed meeting portion of this bill, and that would keep it out of the public's knowledge if the school is protected or not, and who is or how many are carrying. Well, they were fighting to have all this stuff public. I mean, give the information to your enemies. You know, so that's ridiculous, but that's another hurdle that we had that there was a lot of opposition against.
Wow. I applaud your efforts, and I hope you get a ton of support, and I'll put it up on my social media to try to drive some of that support. Thanks for everything that you're doing. This is North Dakota State Representative Dwight Kiefer from Valley City, and I support his proposed bill. I hope you will, too. We'll be right back right after this.
the knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in beautiful Walker, Minnesota, is calling you home for the holidays. That's right. The holidays can be a little stressful, so Chase on the Lake is offering a variety of packages to ease that stress. My favorite is the Griswold Christmas package. We're talking about an ugly sweater contest, a permit to cut down your very own Christmas tree, and so much more. You'll have a blast. Go to the Chase website. All the packages offer great savings and a variety of activities. Far too many to mention here, so here's what I'd love for you to do. Check out their website, chaseonthelake.com, and click on the packages link. You'll find the Griswold Christmas package, the New Year's spa package, ice fishing, and so many more. A great time at a great resort whenever it fits your schedule. Chaseonthelake.com. Just click on packages, and the stress relief is free. You choose the Griswold package, I may have a sweater for you. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, or call them at 888-CHASE-06.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Last segment of the Common Sense Club, and if you want to get in, this would be the time to do it, 855-200-1776, extension 2, or extension 1 and leave it on the rant line. And since this is the Common Sense Club, I don't want to leave it on a bad note. One of the good things that came out of this whole crappy bus was... There won't be. I mean, they totally gutted the Water of the United States Act by the EPA. I mean, that's done for now. So, if there is a silver lining anywhere, that's done. And I also saw also in there, a lot of funding for Common Core is done. It's not going to be funded. So there are some bright spots in here that they tried to throw, the conservatives' way to try to get to sway them. And for good or bad, I think the bill, I think that this is bad for America. It shows that our elected representatives are not listening to us. But there are a couple of good things in there. So I just thought I'd end it on that. But there you go. I really like Representative Kiefer's idea here, because again, what I think happens a lot of times is we kind of cede our responsibilities and a lot of our rights to these big nameless, faceless entities, and like the police departments or the schools, the public school system, and this and that. And I think that the bill that he's proposing puts some of that control back in our hands, even if it's just protecting, and I shouldn't say just protecting our kids. That should be front and foremost in our brains. But again, if you're looking at it as a parent and you're sitting there and you're thinking, so you need help now. Your kid's out of school and you guys need help within the next couple of seconds. And the police or 911 on the line says, yeah, they're 10 minutes out. They'll be right there. And you're like, wait a minute. We need someone now. We need someone, in seconds here, not 10 minutes from now. You can do a lot of damage in 10 minutes. It would be good to know. It'd be comforting to know. Okay, we have I don't see it here. I'm sorry. Caller, what's on your mind?
Hi, Leon. It's Bob in Grafton. How you doing this morning, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing great. Representative Kiefer, are you still here? Are you still with us?
Yep.
Okay, good deal.
Hopefully he's still listening, but I support that bill 110%. I've been advocating this for years now. First, let me say, I think the vote last night in Congress was a disaster, and I would tell everybody, get ready for the financial collapse that's coming in this fall. What little things they did get, they could have got those and more if they just would have just buckled down and waited till they took, till the representative got elected and took office in January. But moving on to this Representative Kiefer's suggestion. We sometimes all need to be our own first responders. And I'm going to tell you something, Leon. Even 2 minutes, 120 seconds matters. How many times can a person pull the trigger? How many times can you pull the trigger in 2 minutes, 4 minutes? You need to be the first responder. We can replace schools and buildings and properties. You can't replace a child. So, we have fire extinguishers in our schools. When a fire breaks out, we're supposed to grab the fire extinguisher and help try to put it out until the fire department gets there. We have automatic defibrillators in businesses and in schools. Why shouldn't we have armed people in our schools to protect our flesh and blood kids? And this business of the newspapers, Leon, not wanting to, they said, quote, don't tell your enemies your plans. That's nonsense. How many people in there have those little blue signs out front of their house that says protected by home security? You don't have to tell which person in school is the armed individual. It could be more than one. But you need
and I think he was
second.
I think he was saying that, Representative Kiefer, correct me if I'm wrong, I think you were saying that you did not want the names published in the newspaper, correct?
That's correct, because they wanted to tell the enemy everything, which schools were protected, which ones weren't, who was carrying. I mean, they wanted to give them all the information that they should be kept, to the school itself, so they don't know if there's one person there or 10. But I'm sure there's 10 people there,
Right, I agree with that. You don't want to identify who the armed or armed. I think it should be more than one, but you don't need to identify who it is. But just to let it out there that hey, North Dakota is now protected by armed personnel in our public schools. That's the crime. That makes self-defense.
Thanks. And I agree. In front of my, on one of my windows, I have this home is protected by Mossberg and Company. But anyway, Representative Kiefer, we have about a minute left. Anything else you want to add? Anything else you want to say to the folks?
Well, the important thing is for them to call their senators and say, protect our kids. You know, hire a resource officer or else let the schools develop their own plan.
And I apologize for the technical glitches. And I'm an IT guy, man, so that doesn't bode well for me. But yeah, I got one monitor here that's kind of going by the wayside. So I apologize for that. We'll definitely have you on again. That's Representative Kiefer out of Valley City. Good folks out there. Good plan. And if you support it, show your support by calling your representative and asking for this plan. We'll be right back with What's on Your Mind. Scott Hannon is back in the saddle again. We'll be right back.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes. With fatty meals can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.